Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Besetz Hashem, Shir number 19 in the Shir Ma'Betachin Nechayvus Halvavais. We're up to the fifth Hagdama to Betachin, and that's in the third Perek. Hagdama Chamishis, the fifth introduction of Betachin, is Sheisbar Etzlei. When a man wants to trust Hashem, it should become clear to him. Ki Hashlamas Hadvarim HaMeschachim Bo'il Mazeh, that the carrying out of things that take place in this world, La'acha Yitziyah, after the creation of the world, who b'shnei dvarim, are done by two factors that work together. One of those factors will be called natural law, or cause and effect, and the other one is called direct intervention. The original creation of the world was a very special case. Hashem said the word without any cause and effect. There was no previous cause. There was no natural laws. Hashem just simply spoke, Vayoyma Hashem, and the world came into being. There was no need for cause and effect. There were no natural laws yet. But once Hashem created the world, when he did, everything came into existence without any previous cause. For example, when he said, Toitze Aretz Nefesh Chaya, that let the earth produce living creatures and animals and so on, and the earth produced, animals came from the earth. But going forward from that point on, animals were born from their natural mother animals, according to the laws of cause and effect. So after creation, for the most part, Hashem wanted to create a system of cause and effect that takes over. When necessary, Hashem intervenes and goes beyond that. Echad mehem. So one of these factors is Gezeiras HaBoilei Yisroborach, the decrees by Hashem, that despite the fact that we have general rules, Hashem does certain things by specific divine interaction that breaks these rules. Right? Hanukkah is the idea. The oil was only able to be lit for one day, and it lasted for 8 days. Or Kriyas Yamsav, things like that. Now, he brings Rav Avigdor Miller an example of, in a certain way, unfortunately, you know, the World War II, the way it occurred, and Hitler was a real nobody, actually. It wasn't even German. And for him to have gained control over millions of people in such a short period of time, it is cause of an effect in a certain way, but in a certain way, it's a miracle. I always call it a miracle in reverse, because it had, in this world, an extremely negative effect. But, so that's a combination. On one hand, it's natural means, you could say. It's like Purim in reverse. You read the book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. It talks about how all these little pieces had to come together. So in a way, it was a combination. On the external, it looks like it was cause and effect, but it was clearly not natural. And v'chefetz v'tziyasam el gvul avaya. His will that things should come into existence. So, for example, he brings, Rav Avigdor Miller, interesting, that the Roman Empire came into existence because Hashem wanted the Roman Empire to come into existence. It didn't come out of nothing. He used the process of cause and effect, but it was pretty clear that he was the one who planned and directed everything. Anything unusual that happens in the world, Hashem is the one that is doing it. You see a fire destroy a building, it's Hashem destroying the building. So, and Vasheni, so the second factor is all the laws, the natural laws. Hashem made gravity, chemical interactions, emotions, so on and so forth. The system of cause and effect is Sibois Amitsuyim, which is original causes, and then agents, one cause leading to another, like a string, like a chain. Mehem Karayim, some are direct immediate causes, or mehem rechaikim, some are more remote and indirect causes, mehem nikle, so some causes are revealed, mehem nistarim, and some causes are hidden, the chulam ratzim lahashlam asher nigzav yasei ve'era asei, be'ezer lekim lahem, all of them are rushing to bring things which were decreed by Hashem into existence, al zeh, on this matter. So this is the idea. The idea of above nature, like by Rechanina, that his wife said, oh, I don't have oil, I only have vinegar, And he said the Hashem that said oil should light could cause vinegar to light, and the vinegar lit. That is beyond nature. And then there are things that are more in the nature. A pump bringing up water from a well, the bird flying in the air, gravity. You know, why should things fall down towards the earth? Maybe they should be repelled by the earth and bounce upward. But it's Hashem's will that there should be gravity. Once it's gravity, to us, it's no big deal. This is what it is. It's also a nace, but it's a cause and effect type of nace. Now, v'dimi nasibas hakrayvos, direct causes is an example, is by tzoras mayimi mamakei aretz bagalgal, you're drawing water from the depths of the earth by a water wheel, b'kelim amalim es hamayim min ha-be'er, with buckets attached to the wheel that raises the water from the well, v'sibasei rechayka adam, and the indirect causes, shua kosher ha-behem el ha-galgal, he's tying up an animal to the wheel to supply the labor, and when the animal moves the wheel, to bring up the water from the bottom of the well, right? So you see a whole, in those days, that contraption where the animal pulls a certain thing from the wheel of the water mill. These days, this is electronically generated. And so the animal is like a very indirect way of how the water is actually getting to us, but it's all cause and effect. Now, man is technically behind the whole thing. He's planning it. He's operating it. And you have wheels that are turning. Animals are supplying labor. Behind it is a person observing and orchestrating this whole procedure. Everything's functioning. This is the way Hashem works. Hashem is really the cause of all, but it comes through the system of this cause and effect. There are causes between the man and the bucket, different agents, between those two things. The animal, in this case, that pulls the string that generates the movement of the wheel. The igulim is the interconnected wheels. And the rope that's connected to the bucket. Similar to those old-fashioned watches, you open it up, springs, and you have these like dials and springs that one is interconnected to the other. There's something wrong with one of those middle causes, then it won't be able to finish. So this is the idea of Hashem in this world, for the most part, functioning with these intermediary actions, control and effect. Hashem causes any of them to malfunction. It's because Hashem decides that they should malfunction. Other things that were brought into existence in this world, they cannot be brought about by people or by any other force, only by Hashem's decree, and by his preparation of all those agents needed to bring about the final result. So as an example, Rav Igdal Miller says, a child cannot be born unless you have thousands and thousands of intermediate agents for a child to come out like a perfect being. But who's the mastermind behind this whole plan? Hashem. Every detail of the child's development in the length of time there is all Hashem's plan. Same thing when you build a house. Every detail planned by the architect. Hardware also. Every nail where you put. Everything. But nevertheless, it says, if Hashem does not build a house, shav amlu b'nabai, then in vain does the builder toil over it. Im Hashem lo yishmer ir, if he does not guard a city, shav shakat shomer, then the watchman guarding it is in vain. So it is Hashem behind every single detail. V'loi, k'mo shekasa b'Shmuel, that Chana said, v'loi niskenu alilos, man's deeds are accounted by Hashem. Hashem knows every cause of a chain and effect. He's the one who's making the cause effective. He's the one, technically, the one making the car is the one who's making the car. Hashem is in control of every aspect and every detail of that car, the brakes, everything, so on and so forth. So everything functions, every cause functions, only because Hashem wants it to function that way. Why does food move in your body? When you swallow it, it should remain stuck in your throat. It doesn't fall down by the force of gravity, even if you're lying on the couch. The true food travels towards your stomach. So it's not gravity. So what causes it to move there? It's a miracle. It's a mystery. Why should you chew food? Why do you have teeth to chew it? Why are the teeth shaped that way? to bite off the right size with your front teeth. The back teeth has rough surfaces in order to chew. And saliva gets amassed. And then that breaks up the food further. The tongue pushes it back to help the chewing process, and so on and so forth. It's all Hashem, even though it's cloaked in human endeavors or by nature. V'amar godol ha'etzav Rav Alila. Yirmiyah said, "His great is his counsel and mighty is his deed." Nothing is simple. Everything has design and planning, and Hashem is behind it all. V'amar ki ha'yasiba mim Hashem. In Malachim Aleph, it says that this was a reason for Hashem. He made these different causes. If any of these causes in this long chain would be missing, none of the processes would come to actuality. So Hashem takes care of it all, either through direct intervention, an open miracle, or by cause and effect. And when you look how a man must go to exert himself for his needs, then you'll find he needs nourishment. And when suitable food is in front of him, if he doesn't take the trouble to eat it by raising his mouth and chewing it, he will not satisfy his hunger. He's thirsty, he has to go to the well, in this case, open the sink, fill up a glass of water, make a bracha and drink. And if you don't, you'll remain thirsty. If you can't get the food put on the table, you have to grind the grain, you knead it into dough, and so on. So in order for a person to eat, there are many things he has to do. The Yoyser Gilgal Mizeva Kosher, in Yisterach L'Knoyser L'Saknei. And even stronger, more difficult effort is needed. You know, if he has to look for food, the bottom line is, with all of this, is he could have made it simple, but Hashem made it go through all these procedures because he wanted it to be this way. The purpose for which Hashem made it necessary for man to exert to find a means of supplying himself with food, the sharmashut tzarechei lov, and everything else is l'shneipanim, are two reasons. One of them is the human effort. And there are two reasons here of why Hashem wanted to do it this way. Achas mehem, one reason why Hashem wanted human effort, it's the wisdom of Hashem that a man should be tested on whether he serves Hashem or disloyal to him. He tested him with choices on how he will react. And the need for what is external to him, eating and drinking, clothing and shelter, mishkal, finding a mate. Hashem told people to look for these things through the available means. Upon him, you do and we eat them. You do in certain ways and certain times. So, in other words, hishtadlus. Hashem does want you to make a keli for hishtadlus. Hashem wants to test the person whether he do the will of Hashem. If you're an employee, he wants you to work loyally for the employer. If you're an employer, he wants you to be a mensch, a decent person towards an employee. If the man is supporting his family, he has to go out and get a job. And he has to learn trade and get skills. All these are tests. When a person goes out to earn his livelihood, he's tested on whether he'll earn it the honest way. Whether he keeps Shabbos properly. Will keep all the mitzvahs properly. Hashem decreed a person should succeed in obtaining, he will succeed. When he completes those causes, and when he decides that he should not obtain it, then those causes will be taken away from him. If Hashem decides for whatever reason that despite a man's efforts, it won't work, then it won't work. It is baro mimenu, avoid of aver bakavana. And the service of Hashem or transgressing becomes clear. By choosing this result or another result, and then there's reward and punishment. Even though he never carried out the act. In other words, if a person tried very hard and failed, doesn't mean that it's a worthless test. He'll get rewarded for his intention. Hashem will grant what a person needs or deprive him based on efforts, and those are opportunities. But it's all Hashem. So that's one reason for human effort, to test the person, to make a keli of ishtadlus, and to trust Hashem while you are doing it. And Be'ez Hashem, will talk next year about that second reason for human effort, Be'ez Hashem. Bracha v'hatzlacha.